Today, my guest is
Savion Wright. How's it going, everybody? So you can follow me on Twitter at Savion and Savion Music on Facebook. All right, said the fact that white people think the civil rights movement was just Rosa Parks sitting quietly in MLK peacefully protesting is proof that the American education system is rooted in white supremacy.
Black history was turned into a
Disney version for white consumption and comfort.
See, that I was just telling somebody that yesterday. Do you know there are people who believe, and I was taught this as well, but I learned differently. I learned differently like in my teens. But the whole Rosa Parks story, people were taught that she was an old lady who had just gotten done with a long day's worth of work and was just too tired to walk all the way to the back of the bus. No, she was a young lady in her 20s who was part of a greater, she was part of a national movement, and she was the first step. But history gets rewritten. You know, and history, like I was telling the person I was talking to yesterday, I was like, see, because she's from another country.
Most people don't realize that Claudette Colvin was the original Rosa Parks, if you want to be honest, you know?
What I was telling the person I was talking to yesterday, because she's from another country, and she was like, she saw, you know, the little insurrection at the Capitol, and she was like, I never thought that would happen in America. I'm like, oh, you weren't paying attention. So I'm like, those guys were just idiots and they didn't really do anything. I mean, yeah, some people died, but that wasn't like that. That was just one small faction. But in order for actual change to happen, crank that up to 100 and have it happen in every city. And that's how change has happened in this country. It has not been nonviolent. That's the history. That's the Disney-fied version to pacify you so that hopefully you don't do it again. Because they don't like the violence. But the truth is, the way change has actually happened in this country has not at all been nonviolent.
It hasn't.
Even MLK wasn't as pacifist as they make him seem.
No, he was not.
He owned a gun.
Absolutely wasn't. Yes, he did.
Yeah, you would never know that if you look at the history books. And right now you have corporations co-opting his words to sell their bullshit.
Exactly.
And he was anti-capitalist.
Exactly. It is. I just like everything you said. You hitting the nail on the head right now. Like, it just blows my mind how much people like don't understand. Like, they don't even know that one. LBJ is a good example of this. Hey, you know, I think LBJ was actually one of the most progressive presidents. You know why? Because he was forced to be
He didn't do it by choice.
Exactly. But
he didn't do it because he wanted to.
He was forced to be one of the most progressive presidents because of the death of Martin Luther King Jr. What they don't tell you is that there were almost 10 days straight of violence, destruction of city property, and fights amongst police and Black people. Men and women and children fighting to get that change done. And then LBJ was like, fuck, I think I need to do something. And
with Abraham Lincoln. He didn't have some conscious, like all these movies paint him as this like man. He was just as racist as everybody else.
Just like the Lincoln movie. Like that movie, it completely turned me off. I was like, nah, nope. I don't care if it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
He wasn't trying to free people. He wasn't trying to free slaves, especially wasn't trying to have Black people seen as people, because he didn't see. He was just as white supremacist as all the rest. The difference is the nation was torn apart and he had to, if he wanted to keep his political power, he had to figure out a way to unite them.
Exactly.
That is, and he said, you know, a different cry from seeing Black people as people and deciding that it's time to free them. That is not at all what he did.
And then, like, when the Republicans of today say that we're the party of Lincoln, I'm like, oh, yeah, you truly are the party of Lincoln. That you only do things because it's to your own benefit. I mean, but the opposite is, I mean, both parties are like that.
Democrats do the exact same thing.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, like, let's be honest. But, yeah, like, it's ridiculous. It blows my mind. But, yeah, like I said, LBJ was one of the most progressive presidents because he was forced to be one of the most progressive presidents. And that's what they don't tell us, or that's what they try to hide from students is, you know, like, I mean, it blew my mind this past summer. Was it this summer or last summer when Watchmen came out?
That was the year before. So it wasn't 2020, it was 2019.
So in 2019, when it came out, people were like, whoa, this, like, what if that actually happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Did happen.
People did not know that that had actually happened.
They did not know that it actually happened. Majority of people were commenting on Twitter like, whoa, I didn't know this Tulsa thing was real. And I was just like, oh my God. Are you kidding me right now? Wow. That just goes to show you how they try to say I can't believe it. I'm like, some people, they don't even know what Juneteenth was about. They don't even like, and yes, Juneteenth is more of a Texas thing, but it's a cruel Texas thing. Like, yeah, that Juneteenth was the reason why Juneteenth is a thing. Mm-hmm. So basically Juneteenth was when Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Slave owners within Texas
were like, "Nah, fuck that."
Exactly, they were like, "I don't give a shit." You know, they were like, "They're still our slaves. I pay for them." And basically, the armies had to come in. The Union armies had to come in and say, "Let these motherfuckers go, because if you don't, we go bring the whole full force on your ass, and we go take everything." That's basically what happened, and then Juneteenth was the day that they did that, where they finally told all the black slaves, y'all are finally free to go. This was almost 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed.
Mm-hmm. See, Juneteenth was something that my parents never explained to me. There are two things that they just never explained. One was Juneteenth and the other was Kwanzaa. And
yeah, I didn't know much about Kwanzaa myself either. And it's funny, the only thing when I first found out about Kwanzaa was from the Proud Family when I was a kid. The Proud Family on Disney. I had no idea what Kwanzaa was about until there's an episode of the Proud Family where they talk about the different days of Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. And let me look. I'm looking it up right now. The episode's called 7 Days of Kwanzaa. Hmm. And yeah, it was one episode that was the only reason why I knew about Kwanzaa, because when I was a kid, I watched The Proud Family and they had this Kwanzaa, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And then that's when my mom told me about Kwanzaa, and I was like, I didn't even know that was a real thing. So yeah.
I've never seen the Proud Family, but we, like, I'm not even sure my parents had even, well, I'm sure they've heard of it, but they just didn't give a shit. They were like, nope. So,
I mean, let's just be real. Did Kamala Harris, did she celebrate Kwanzaa really? Let's be honest.
Okay. So how many times you going to insult me on my own podcast? You going to mention her name in this podcast?
I'm sorry. We were talking about Kwanzaa.
Having such a good time, and then you had to bring up that name.
She's from your state. I had to bring up one of the craziest people from the state. No, it just blew my mind that she even posted about Kwanzaa. That was funny.
You know, I mentioned how your state wouldn't even get rid of slavery, so you know. Let's just be real.
I know my state is just as bad. I mean. Let's not get on your governor right now, because he's a whole mess. Mine is too. Hey, this is so funny, because you know what? Like, this just proves that Republicans and Democrats, no matter who, they all do stupid shit. They're horrible at governing. They don't. It's a mess. It's all a whole mess, and it's sad. It's sad that we live in this society, unfortunately.
No, what's sad is that the propaganda from this government is so persuasive.
Yep.
That people don't rise up and do something about it.
It's the media. I mean, even Malcolm X said that the media was too powerful. He said it.
Yeah. But the thing that gets me, though, is this is the information age. All the information, everything we've said is available. You can learn any of this, but you have to want to. But they've made people so complacent that they don't. or that they can't tell fact from fiction and they'll believe anything. That's how QAnon got started.
Exactly.
Take advantage of the fact that people realize something's rotten in Denmark and they latch on to any little thing and they go, well, this smells true. It must be right.
Exactly. It blows my mind that that was even a thing. I mean, like, we actually have congressmen, people who have been elected to higher power, who believe in that crap. Like, that just,
You know what? I feel like all of this was a play from the Bushes and the, you know, like when we say the powers that be, it's essentially the like four families that run the country.
Yeah.
That I feel like this has been in play since Kennedy's assassination. Like the grand plan started, not to sound all Illuminati or shit, but let's be real. Kennedy was assassinated because he was going after the military industrial complex, and they cannot have that, because the truth is the military industrial complex is who runs this country. And they decided, okay, we're just going to take you out and put someone in who's a bit more amenable. And since then, they have not allowed someone who is not amenable to rise. You can't become a president unless you're already corrupt. It's not like presidents, you know, it's not like you get elected to the office and then when you get there, you learn different situations and you end up being corrupted. You can't get there unless they already know you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
So,
I mean, look, that's why do you think they try? I mean, look, just look, this is the perfect example. Look how hard they went at Bernie for the last 2 years. How hard they went at him.
Yeah, and look who they used to do it.
Exactly. How
they used the House Negro to take down the one person,
Jim Clyburn,
who could do the actual. No, I'm talking about Obama.
Oh, Jim Clyburn too. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Jim Clyburn too.
South Carolina.
Jim Clyburn too, but I feel like Jim Clyburn was Obama's ace in the hole.
Mm-hmm,
because
exactly.
Had that not worked, let's just be real, okay? It's kind of like in the MCU with Thanos, like in Infinity War, people assume that like it's Star-Lord's fault for not letting them get the gauntlet off of Thanos because like they almost had it. And I'm like, that's because you don't read comics, because they didn't. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, Thanos could have beaten all of them without the gauntlet. And it's just like that, where it's like, we think that had it not been for South Carolina, Bernie would have won. But the truth is, Bernie still won. Because if you look at the exit polls, he still won Super Tuesday.
Yeah,
he won almost every state. He won all but, I think, three. Legitimately. If you look at the exit polls and you were to write the numbers,
I'm telling you,
he won every single state except three of them on Super Tuesday.
He won Texas.
Oh, he absolutely won Texas.
Freaking way that Joe Biden beat him here in Texas. I will argue that with anybody. The exit polls show Bernie winning. There is no freaking way.
I watched
that
the fuckery in real time, because when I went to sleep and the numbers were just starting to come in for Texas and California, and they had pretty much called California like, yeah, we don't see Biden getting a path to winning that. And
exactly.
In Texas, they were like, so far, Bernie is ahead. And his lead was almost as big in Texas as it was in California.
Exactly.
When I went to sleep. And then I wake up and they're like, oh, Biden's pulled ahead. And I'm like, no, the fuck he hasn't. Because when I went to sleep, it was like 80% reporting.
I'm telling you.
How the hell did he win at the end?
There is no way he won in fucking Texas.
There's no way he won Massachusetts. Like, Warren was still going to lose. She wasn't going to win. But apparently, if you look at the exit polls, she came in second, not third.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, here's what's fishy. It just so happens to be, if you add up the exact number of votes that Bernie lost in the exit polls and the exact number of votes that Warren lost in the exit polls, why do they to the one end up being exactly the same number as Joe Biden gained in those exit polls? They cheated in this whole fucking thing. All they needed was South Carolina for the guys that liberals could be like, oh, everybody just voted for Biden. Because liberals can't see past their own noses.
Exactly.
And so they bought that bullshit. But like the exit poll numbers there was such a high discrepancy that it was to the point where we have done regime changes on countries with exit polls, not even half what ours were.
Exactly.
But everybody just looks the other way because we could never do that.
Because of the propaganda. And this is where we get to that propaganda again. Like, look at the propaganda there as well. Like, I mean, with Bernie, like, you know, what I was saying is that Bernie, There's no way. Like, they, for the last 2 years, they've been eating it up about how evil, how socialism is bad and blah, 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 blah. And then the moment Joe Biden is elected, what happens? He blew the fuck up because of that meme. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about how great
he literally is sitting there doing nothing.
Amazing. Literally doing nothing.
And he gets more attention than the guy who was being inaugurated. Like, nobody gives a fuck about the guy being inaugurated. Oh, kind of like nobody voted for his ass.
Exactly. And that just goes to show you how propaganda works in this country. It's who. But I mean, look at Trump. That's how Trump won. Mm-hmm. Trump won because he used the media to his advantage.
Honestly, he was set to win again had he done the exact same thing he did in 2016. Had he done that, he would have won again, even with the coronavirus. Because it was close.
No, he would have.
No, it was close.
He would have.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you. Because look at what I was watching the Michael Moore documentary, that the new one that he did, where he was talking about like how Obama faked like he was drinking the Flint water and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I watched that and how Trump would manipulate the media, like waiting 20 and 30 minutes while the media is like out there videotaping his rallies and stuff. And mm-hmm. he wouldn't show until, you know, he would show up fashionably late so that the excitement would build up even more. Yep. Like that's he knew how to use that. He knew how to use that to his advantage, and it worked. Yep. And
honestly, the only reason he didn't get reelected is because he started listening to his advisors.
Exactly.
And playing politics. But if he had done that exact same thing this time, he would have won again. Because think about how many states were 49 and 49%.
Exactly.
Had he done that again,
if he had done that, he probably would have locked in Georgia. He probably would have locked in Arizona, and he probably would have went ahead and knocked out Michigan again. Even though they don't admit it, Obama and Romney was pretty close. It was closer than comfort for some people. And then thinking about Bush and Kerry he was a horrible choice. Anyways,
Kerry is still a personification of sandpaper.
Exactly. So I already knew he was going to lose. But I will say it's kind of like Al Gore and Bush in 2000. Like that was a weird time. That was a weird time. Like it just. Reading back on it, I mean, I was 7.
Oh wow!
At the time, yeah, I was.
Oh, you were a child.
Yes, I was like 7 at the time.
I had voted in that election.
Like reading back on it and looking at the statistics and the data from that, like it just kind of blows my mind. Like even with what happened, like there is no way Bush should have won that. Like was weird.
Oh no, he did it. The votes were counted. Literally by his brother. How is that not a conflict of interest? Because you realize that the state
was in Florida.
It was Florida. And Jeb Bush was governor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's his brother. Literally, how is that not a conflict of interest? He should have been recused, but he wasn't.
But look, and then it came back and bit him in the ass in 2016. He had Trump over here talking about, "You're a mess, Jeb. You're a mess."
From my understanding, that was their father's greatest disappointment. He never wanted George to be to become president. It was supposed to be Jeb groomed for it the whole time.
Wow, really?
Yep. That's why. That's why they didn't worry about George having an education. He was a fucking C student. They didn't care because they were like, just go sit in a corner somewhere. You don't have any kind of legacy. Shut up. And they were like, Jeb is the one because he's the oldest son.
George was an idiot. George Bush was an idiot. He fell into being the governor of Texas.
He literally
tripped and fell into being governor of Texas.
Yes.
Then he was handpicked by Dick Cheney to become president.
Yes. I was an adult during those times. Well, I was a teenager / 20s, right? Here's my thing. Because I could see the political machinations and everything, to me it was one of two ways. Either Cheney really was, like Cheney and Karl Rove are like these evil henchmen who come up with his plans and the president is their puppet. Or Bush is a genius and making everybody think he's an idiot. And I never quite came to a conclusion, because he's too, like, yeah, he's a fortunate son, right? He's the definition of a fortunate son, but he's almost too lucky. You know what I mean? Like you said, he fell into being governor, and he falls into being president twice.
Well, I mean, you also have to think about privilege in this country. It's a little too, I feel like you're giving a little too much to him.
Here's why I say that. Cause, like, you know, the saying, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that in terms of George W. Bush. The greatest trick that he could pull is making everybody think he's an idiot so that he gets away with things. Cause people are like, oh, bless his heart, he's just a dumbass. And that way you absolve him. If that's the case, it works, because look, even Ellen has reformed his image. When he ran on, I hope you never get a chance to get married, and exactly. I would make you illegal if I could.
Exactly.
And then here she is like, oh, he's my friend now. Like, what? So, yeah. So if you think about it like that, maybe he's not as big an idiot as everybody thinks he is, which is how he's so easy, but he's using that idiot shtick. He's leaning into it to absolve himself of any guilt, which is how he's easy to bounce back to this, you know, to the shining clean image he has when he is probably, he's not the worst president of my lifetime, but he's definitely up there. I'd say he's second, but I don't think anybody holds a candle to Reagan.
Oh,
I mean, Obama's pretty damn evil too. But I feel like Bush and Obama are.
Reagan gave us, he literally gave us the tax structure that destroyed the middle class.
The middle class. And Reagan kickstarted all of this. He kickstarted neoliberalism.
Because
it was because of Reagan that the Democrats were like, well, let's just go to the right. And they just kept marching.
Exactly.
Before Reagan, there actually was a difference between Democrats and Republicans.
Mm-hmm. But they kept losing. That's what it was. They kept losing, and they were like, huh.
They only lost twice. Right. Carter was a Democrat. They literally just lost twice.
That's true. That's true, yeah. Because, let's see, we had JFK, we had LBJ. After LBJ, we had Nixon. After Nixon, we got, oh, Lord, geez. Yeah, I guess that's right.
And so it was Carter, Reagan, Bush. Bush only had one term. And then Clinton, but Clinton was
He was far right.
Clinton. So if you look at the structure if you look at the Overton window from when I was born, there is a clear right left, right? And if you were to put Clinton in that box, he is on the right. He's like middle right. And then if you were to put pretty much every Democrat since then, up until Joe Biden, they're all in that same middle right. They're not in the middle. There, if you look, like, there is a middle. You go to the right of that. Keep going right there before you go too far. That's where these Democrats are. Joe Biden, absolutely. You got to keep going for like another mile or so because he's a straight up Republican. Joe Biden was to the right of Reagan in the 80s.
Exactly.
How is that not a Republican?
Exactly. And like that just and I it just blows my mind. Even like right now, like Joe Biden's immigration policy, Reagan's immigration policy was much better than Joe Biden's immigration policy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that blows my mind. Like what the hell? How are you to the right of one of the most right presidents of all time?
He's to the right of him on literally everything, because in the 80s, Reagan wasn't fighting Roe v. Wade. Joe Biden, who was a Democrat in the Senate, because that's how old this fucking guy is. He was in the goddamn Senate when that came through. He was against it.
Exactly.
And he blames being Catholic. The truth is, he's a Republican.
He is.
I honestly think the only reason why he is labeled as a Democrat is because it must be in his region, Republicans can't get elected, or at least couldn't when he ran. So he ran, like politicians will do that. Like same thing with the Clintons. Hillary Clinton was born and raised a Republican. She only changed her name to marry Bill.
Like she said, she was a Goldwater gal. She was a Goldwater gal.
Yeah.
She was going with Goldwater's Nazism, racism as a platform.
What? That's who, no, that's who she was. I'm surprised. This is my shock.
I know, right? Oh, man. Yeah. And yeah, that's not surprising at all if you think about it. I mean, let's just think about it. And then, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, just on that spectrum, I think, let me see, Obama was probably, I would probably put Obama near Truman, maybe Eisenhower, Truman, Eisenhower.
As far as
what, spectrum-wise, political spectrum. Okay. Yeah, I think probably in the middle of Truman and Eisenhower. I don't know. Definitely a lot less than Kennedy. Because Obama he was much more right than Kennedy was.
Oh, fuck yeah. Nobody. Oh, goddamn. Okay, so it's just like that meme. You know what I'm talking about? The one with the ratchet where it's like the Republicans keep pushing things to the right and the Democrats are the stop. Or like they just
follow it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So what people call far left is actually just left. That's not far left at all. There are far left people. Far left does exist, and it has nothing to do with Bernie. Bernie is like, nah, I can't go there with you.
No.
There are people Bernie, I'm to the left of Bernie by quite a bit.
Yeah, so, me too.
Like Bernie, a lot of people don't understand. Medicare for All was the compromise. I want socialized, fully, 100% socialized, healthcare. No, I don't want anybody to be able to profit off of pain. I don't understand why hospitals aren't the same as fire departments. This shit should be free. Why are we paying for this? Tax dollars should pay for it. Full stop. Why is insulin? Why are you allowed to profit off of a drug that can save somebody's life? How is that moral? Now, I want everything socialized. Fuck all of that shit. You won't take Medicare for All? Cool. We gonna take the whole system. See, now you got me into.
I'm telling you. No, I got you.
Got me started.
Like the ratchet effect. It's like it's literally this fake two-party system because. Regardless, it's like the Republicans, they turn everything to the right, and then the Democrats block the movement back to the left, you know, and then regardless, it's still the same thing. And then you have Chuck Schumer, who is now our majority leader, talking about bipartisan. We need to stand ready to work in a bipartisan way. Like, literally the last 7 years, Mitch McConnell has had y'all like the Geico commercial where the guy's like, oh, you didn't get the dollar. Oh, you didn't get it. Like, that's literally.
What do you mean 7 years? Because he did it during the Obama years as well.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. The 7 years, because what? To the, oh, my God.
No.
That was more than 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go. Oh, man. Like that was 12. What? 2009?
Like 19? 2010.
That was, oh my God, that was 11 years, 12 years. Jesus. Yeah,
12 years. Not seven.
Okay. 12 years, man. He's been holding that string up over their head talking about, oh, you can't get it. Oh. And like, that just goes to show you. And now they're talking about working bipartisan. Dude, like,
well, you know why they're doing
literally, he stole two Supreme Court justices from y'all. He stole two Supreme Court justices. If y'all let him do it.
Well, yeah, because, okay, let's just be honest here. Okay, because let's go back to when Joe Biden was serving his 100 years in the Senate. Okay, because that fool's older than the dirt. That's why he can't remember his own name or who his wife is. But anywho, not to be ageist, but who are the two justices that he helped to push through?
Clarence Thomas.
There it is.
Thomas. And what, Alito?
Scalia.
Samuel Alito? Oh, Scalia, that's right.
Yep.
But didn't he also push Alito?
You know what? He may have pushed every single person because he's 194. Anyway, I don't like Joe Biden.
No, he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
And he's,
I'm pretty sure he did Alito too.
When he was in the Senate, he's supposedly a Democrat. Because remember, he was like the, for a minute, he was the leader of the Senate. Mitch McConnell is. And he was pushing Republican justices, which is why I don't understand how liberals are so damn dumb that before RBG died, they were like, oh, we have to vote for Biden no matter how horrible he is, because if not, then, you know, like RBG's gonna, like, she needs to retire soon or she's about to die. So we have to have this Republican push this, you know, push a Republican person through, or else it's going to, we're going to have a Republican push a Republican person through. I'm like, that's what really you're saying, because Joe Biden is a Republican. And when he was in the Senate, he pushed through Republicans to the Supreme Court. But y'all don't want to look in the history books. You guys don't want to remember that. So you want to believe that a Democrat is going to push a Democrat, which is bullshit, because he's the reason we got Clarence Thomas. And is it any wonder that when Anita Hill came up there and was like, no, he harassed me, he was like, sit your ass down, nobody gives a shit, because he was doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And it's not just Tara Reid. Many women have come out and said, yeah, he was always like that when he was a senator. But, oh, we're supposed to, like, and, you know, oh, believe all women except this one. Don't listen to her. What the fuck?
Oh, look, here it is. Look, here it is. So Joe Biden, not only did he give us Clarence Thomas, he gave us David Souter, who he resigned in 2010. Yes, no, 2009. He was a Republican. Mm-hmm. Then you also have, who else did he give us? He gave us Anthony Kennedy, who was also Republican.
I think he gave us like five justices. Four of them were Republicans. Like, he gave us like one Democrat.
Let me see, who was this guy? Robert Bork. Robert Bork, he was appointed by Ronald Reagan, a Republican.
There's three.
Wow. And then, let's see, Robert Bork. And then we have, Antonin Scalia.
There's four.
Wow.
All Republicans so far.
No. Sandra Day O'Connor. Oh, my God.
So you see what I mean? Like, that's how ridiculous that argument was. The Democrats were saying, like, oh, he has to give us a Democratic Supreme Justice. Bitch, he hasn't yet. Like, how are you just going to act like this man in his late 70s is suddenly going to be a Democrat when he's been Republican for the last 78 years?
This dude gave us, this dude, and he voted for Sandra Day O'Connor probably just because she was a woman. And, well, no, because she's a Republican.
No,
that's why.
I was going to say, because he is not.
He was a Republican.
He's not progressive by any means. Have you heard the way he's talked about his wife?
Oh, no.
Not Joe Biden, the wife he had before.
Oh, no.
It is very clear that women are property to him, because he was talking about how, or no, actually, I think it was Joe Biden. It was, because she's a doctor, right? Not an actual doctor. She's like a, you know, she's got a doctoral.
She's a doctor of education.
Right.
Yes.
So, which means she's pretty smart, or at least, you know, she's put in the paperwork. Okay.
Exactly.
And he essentially talked about her like she was an object. Like, I can't remember the quote, but it was like right after Bo died, and he was talking about his wife, and the way he was talking about his wife, I'm like, do you even think that she's a person? Like, he does. He genuinely sees women as objects. That's why he sniffs their hair and touches them however he wants, because we are just objects to be handled by him.
No, not surprising. Not surprising at all.
Yeah. So I guarantee you he didn't vote for her because she was he voted for her because she was a Republican. Because he's
not surprising. And speaking of this time, this was about 5 years. Let's see, One Night in Miami probably happened, about 6 or 7 years before Joe Biden ended up in the Senate. So, hey, doesn't matter. He still worked with one of the most racist senators that was ever in Senate, ever, period, who fought to not give us civil rights, aka Robert Byrd. And then he also eulogized the man, the one who fought and filibustered against the Civil Rights Act.
Strom Thurmond?
Jermaine Shane. No, Robert Byrd.
Oh, Robert Byrd? Yeah,
Robert Byrd.
I forget how many racists you referred to.
It's okay. There's a lot of them that he's buddies with.
Dude, there's a picture of him on a parade holding hands with two white supremacists. And I'm like, because he is one. He is showing you. It's like that Maya Angelou quote. Like, when people tell you who they are, believe them. He is showing us. Just like the quote when he first met Barack Obama and he described him as articulate and clean. What the fuck do you think he was talking about? Okay.
It's crazy. Like, it just blows my mind.
The only difference between he and Trump is that he is a career politician and Trump is a game show host or a talk show host. That's the difference. Trump is, they're both fail sons, essentially. Neither one of them were worth a damn in school, Biden sat there. Like, I still don't understand how Biden was able to continue running for president after he'd been shamed all out the of lies, election.
After all the lies he made.
Exactly.
Women he made uncomfortable.
Interview that went around and where it was like, I think it was like Connie Chung and Dan Rather discussing how he lied so
how
much
he lied
to drop out. And then he dropped out.
Exactly. And then he dropped out.
How the fuck? And that was like in the '80s. How did he run again?
How did he even run again against Obama?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Obama.
How was he even supposed to run again? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Because I think I was on Nick's show and I asked that question and they were talking about now. And I'm like, no. I'm talking about 2008. How the fuck was he able to get in the race in 2008? He should have been shamed off that damn stage. Because remember, Edwards had a small scandal that is nothing today. Nobody gives a shit if you cheat on your wife anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he was shamed because of that scandal, and we haven't heard a word of his ass since.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, he was the closest thing to being progressive on that stage.
Exactly. And like, what didn't he like cheat on his wife and she died of cancer or something? That was kind of evil. But, you know,
I think the scandal was because she was still alive at the time when he was running. But it like came out that he had cheated on her. And I think she may have had cancer at the time, but she was still alive. Mm-hmm. And he was.
But anyways, Joe Biden is a piece of crap. Yeah. And it's just ridiculous how he got back on that stage again in 2008. And then he brought his ass back in 2020. It just blows my mind. I don't even understand how he was even able to be rehabbed like that. But then again, liberals are fools, obviously.
Oh my God. Honestly, you know what? Liberals, like to bring it back to Malcolm X, liberals are the people that both Malcolm X and MLK were talking about when mm-hmm. they said, because like there's so many people that I'm friends with in real life that legit believe this bullshit and they think I'm crazy. And they're looking at me like you're nuts. And I'm like, I'm looking at history. You're blind. You think Absolutely. That I'm crazy because I'm pointing out that you're the one stopping progress.
All right. So I'll end on this. You know, even though we are, you know, we put ourselves into this situation to become famous and to do all of these different things in life that can push us forward. But yet, we still have to change the hearts and minds of the people who we don't like, I guess you could say. who don't like us. And in some ways, that's not our job. I think that was another thing. You know, it's not our job to try to change those people's mind, but mm-hmm. it doesn't hurt to try, if you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but I fall in the camp of, if you don't like me because of
deal with it.
The color of my skin, that's your problem.
Exactly. That's something that you need to deal with. And that's what I mean. Like, it's not our problem. It's not our job to try to change your heart and mind. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try to touch your soul. Look what happened to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick did.
Yeah.
It completely destroyed his reputation, unfortunately.
I feel like that's exactly why Michael Jordan never did that, because he knew that he would have, the things that happened to Colin Kaepernick would have exactly happened to him had he done that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's the sad thing. And that just goes to show you, we still have a long way to go.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for being on the podcast with me. Tell people again where they can find you.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Savion. My first name, S as in Sam, A, V as in Victor, I-O-N. And then you can also find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/SavionMusic. And then my Instagram is just SavionMusic. So there it is. I was happy to be on here. I love chilling with my girl, Jackie.
All right. Everybody have a good day. If you like this episode, do us a favor. If you're listening through Apple, give us a 5-star rating or any other app, drop us a like, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can hear new episodes when they come out. Thanks.